Today is September 11th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Psalm. I'm Brian Harden from DailyAudioBible.com, and I'm overjoyed that we can spend the next few minutes in the most beautiful poetry and song the world has ever known, the Book of Psalms. We'll read from the Geneva Bible, Psalm chapter 55. David, being in great heaviness and distress, complaineth of the cruelty of Saul, and of the falsehood of his familiar acquaintance, uttering the most ardent affections to move the Lord to pity him. After being assured of deliverance, he setteth forth the grace of God as though he had already obtained his request. To him that excelleth on Neganoth, a psalm of David, to give instruction. Hear my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Hearken unto me, and answer me. I mourn in my prayer, and make a noise. For the voice of the enemy, and for the vexation of the wicked, because they have brought iniquity upon me, and furiously hate me. Mine heart trembleth within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fear and trembling are come upon me, and an horrible fear hath covered me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove! Then would I fly away and rest. Behold, I would take my flight far off and lodge in the wilderness. Selah. He would make haste for my deliverance from the stormy wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen cruelty and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Both iniquity and mischief are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. Surely mine enemy did not defame me, for I could have borne it. Neither did mine adversary exalt himself against me, for I would have hid me from it. But it was thou, O man, even my companion, my guide, and my familiar, which delighted in consulting together, and went into the house of God as companions. Let death seize upon them. Let them go down quick into the grave, for wickedness is in their dwellings, even in the midst of them. But I will call unto God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray, and make a noise, and he will hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for many were with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that reigneth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He laid his hand upon such as be at peace with him, and he brake his covenant. The words of his mouth were softer than butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were more gentle than oil, yet they were swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall nourish thee. He will not suffer the righteous to fall forever. And thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of corruption. The bloody and deceitful men shall not live half their days. But I will trust in thee.